Pope John Paul II described Cecco Buonanotte's great iron portal, which guards the entrance to the Vatican Museums, as one of the most important doors that the Holy See opens on the world. But speaking Tuesday to journalists, Cardinal Edmund Casimir Scioca, head of the Vatican Governatorate, remarked that no one could have anticipated the world's response. In the last year, over 4 million people visited the museums to taste a collection of art that spans 500 years.
Artisti di ogni epoca furono chiamati ad esprimersi.
Most are drawn by famed treasures such as Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the Raphael Rooms, or the sumptuous Borgia Apartments. But this year, the emphasis is being placed on a marble sculpture that Pliny once described as divine.
Il 14 febbraio il Laoconte faceva già bella mostra di sé nel Belvedere del Vaticano.
Museum director Dr. Francesco Buranelli says it all began with the acquisition of the Laocoon by Pope Julius II on February 14, 1506. The marble statue, dating from 30 to 40 BC, was unearthed near the Colosseum and depicts the priest Laocoon, who was killed along with his two sons by a sea serpent for having warned his people about the Trojan horse. As soon as the statue was unearthed, Pope Julius II bought it and transferred it to the Vatican, forming the origins of the Holy See's vast collection of art and antiquities that are now on display in a handful of Vatican museums around Rome.
Presenteremo poi il nuovo settore della necropoli romana lungo la Via Triunfalis.
The other highlight of the anniversary is the opening to the public of an unusually well-preserved necropolis that was discovered in 2003 during excavations inside Vatican City for a new parking lot. Dr. Buranelli says the importance of this necropolis is second only to that of St. Peter's. Cardinal Scioca reminded journalists that the museums are a place of dialogue and reflection between religions and cultures.
I musei vaticani, i musei dei papi.
2006 promises to be a veritable feast for art lovers. But be warned, the queues are growing daily and often reach up to 5 kilometres, snaking around the Vatican walls. The iron doors open at 8, so come early and come prepared. It promises to be well worth the wait. I'm Emer McCarthy.